Now on Wisconsin Today, the State Department of Transportation has a new leader overseeing one of the largest state agencies with thousands of employees and a biennial budget of more than $8 billion.
Governor Tony Evers appointed Christina Boardman as DOT secretary. Her appointment is pending confirmation by the state Senate.
We discuss her priorities for roads and infrastructure projects. Secretary-designee Boardman, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. You're 1 week into the job as secretary-designee. What are your immediate priorities?
Well, I have been working under Secretary Thompson for the last year, and so I have really seen a lot of great things happen at the department, and I just really want to continue that momentum. Some of those priorities are continuing to share the great story that WISDOT has. I want to make sure that the public understands the work that we do and how it improves safety and mobility in Wisconsin for all of our citizens. I want to continue supporting the WISDOT workforce, making sure that they're supported here at their jobs because we have about 3,200 employees, and we want to make sure that they are feeling supported here. We are still have a couple more years of the bipartisan infrastructure law, which is bringing a lot of new resources to Wisconsin. We've received about $1.5 billion in discretionary funds over the last couple years, and it's a historic opportunity. We want to make sure that we're taking advantage of that and improving the infrastructure where it's needed most. I also want to make sure that we have the technology that we need here at the department to do what we need to do. We have the DMV here. They are serving customers all the time. We want to make sure that we can continue that safe and efficient self-service opportunities that customers really need.
DMV. And then finally, DMV, a place that you know quite well from your previous roles.
Correct. Yes. I've been with the department since 2005, and most of that time has been at DMV. So yes, I'm very familiar with their operations.
I want to hone in on the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law, and you talk about the federal funds, historic investment in Wisconsin. How is the transition of leadership going during this time of federal investment in all of these projects?
There is a lot going on at the federal level, and there's many programs, and it's, multimodal, so it's not just highway programs. There's lots of new things out there. It does take a lot of attention to see what these programs are, understand if we're eligible. You're putting together applications for those discretionary funds, and it's highly competitive. Wisconsin has fared very well under these programs. Obviously, the most significant is the Blotnick Bridge up in Superior, Wisconsin. They were given over $1 billion to repair that bridge, but there's lots of needs, and it's not just at the state level. Locals are also available to apply for these, so we want to be a resource for the locals and help them as well.
The American Society of Civil Engineers released its infrastructure report card this week, and we talked with the society's regional director, Ken Micah, about the impact of the bipartisan infrastructure law, and he said that the funds are improving Wisconsin infrastructure, but it is a small percentage of what the state needs.
If in 2026, when the funding runs out, that's going to be when the real questions begin, because if we are not able to sustain this amount of infrastructure investment into our roadways and other areas, we're going to see everything drop to pre-2021 infrastructure grades.
Pre-2021 infrastructure grades. What do you make of that assessment?
We are keeping a very close eye on that. Transportation is funded through a variety of means, primarily the gas tax, registration fees that people are paying, as well as what we are getting from the federal government and federal funds. And we know that some of those revenues are going down. And so we are going to need to look and see how do we continue the investment in transportation. It's very disruptive to have an influx of money and then not have projects and then try to ramp it back up again. We would prefer to have a sustainable source so that we can continue the work that's very much needed throughout the state at a acceptable level.
And the Wisconsin section of the American Society of Civil Engineers gave our state an overall C+ on its infrastructure report card. Does Wisconsin deserve an average grade for our overall infrastructure?
Well, the good news in that report is that we did increase quite a bit. So, and that C plus grade, I think we are one of three states with a C plus, and that is the highest grade that they gave. So while, you know, I know how I would have felt with a C plus coming from school, I think looking at it relative to where all the other states are, knowing that the funding levels where they are, we are very pleased that over the last couple of years that they have noticed the increase, and that was shown in the upgraded grade.
One more point on this report card, and it's a bad grade. It's a D plus, worst grade. The report saying 1/3 of Wisconsin residents don't drive. What is preventing our state from having a public transportation system to adequately serve the needs of all people?
That's a great question. We are very attentive to our non-drivers in Wisconsin and what we need to be doing. There are, you know, we are trying to expand passenger rail. We recently had the Borealis service from Chicago, Milwaukee, all the way up to Minneapolis launch. That is great, but more is needed. And then the local transit and how we are funding that. We definitely need to keep an eye on that because some people take for granted that they may be able to, you know, get in their car and go. But we do have a lot of non-drivers. They are dependent on these services at the local level to get them where we need to go. And we are continuing to find ways to increase that service.
We're talking with the new head of the State Department of Transportation, Christina Boardman, with us, the agency's former deputy secretary. You mentioned the Borealis Transportation Department works with Amtrak to provide passenger rail services in our state. And the new Amtrak Borealis service between Chicago and St. Paul, it routes through stops in Wisconsin. And it has shown growth in ridership in these months since it launched. What is your next step for rail transportation in Wisconsin?
We have a number of, we receive some grants, and so they're called corridor IDs. So we're looking at a number of other routes, kind of doing a feasibility study. Borealis has been wildly successful. It exceeded our expectations. We are sometimes selling out on the weekends. And so it's very exciting to see that interest from the public in the service. Other things that we are looking at is the having that route through Madison, so that Milwaukee to Madison route, also looking up to Eau Claire, that is important. We want to have a second service. So Borealis is, you know, once up and back per day, in addition to the Empire Builder route that is on similar stops, but we would like to have a second Borealis. And then also our very popular Hiawatha route, which is Chicago to Milwaukee. We would like to get up to 10 round trips a day, and then finally up to Green Bay. So there's a number of routes that we are looking at. We're doing the study now to see if it makes sense. And that's really the first step in studying those issues.
Any timeline there for when these studies will end or the next phase?
Full steam ahead. I think over the next 3 years, we will have a better idea. And they're kind of staggered in what we're doing right now. So we are looking at the Madison one right now. They are all continuing on a separate path moving forward. But we hope to have more information in the next couple of years once those studies are complete.
I want to turn our attention to wheel taxes. The Transportation Department says 13 of Wisconsin's 72 counties and 41 municipalities have a wheel tax. All of that revenue from the wheel tax must go toward transportation-related issues. Do you support municipal or county wheel tax fees?
Well, coming from DMV, wheel taxes were coming through on your registration bill. So I was very familiar anytime a new one was implemented. I think municipalities need to make those decisions for themselves and what those transportation needs are. I understand transportation needs are changing. People have new needs. And if they're not getting all that they need at the state level and the locals decide that they want to increase that, I think that is their right.
You know, rural communities in Wisconsin face some of the more difficult transportation challenges, especially with roads not being kept up. What will your approach be to rural transportation challenges?
Well, a new program that we've launched this year, which I'm really excited about, is specifically helping the rural areas, the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. There was about several million, $150 million that was moved over to that program this year. And that is really targeting some of those local, rural, where you are needing especially adjacent to farms and agriculture roads, where we're really needing to increase that. So that is great to be seeing that. We are connecting with all of our 72 counties. What is most needed? The local road program is super important, and finding new opportunities to get that money there locally for those biggest needs, for those last mile issues, is a priority for us.
One more stop in this conversation is the wanting to improve self-service options for Department of Transportation customers. Where are technology upgrades needed most?
Well, in the last budget, DMV was given some funding to look at modernizing their systems. They've been on a similar platform for the last 25 years or so. Mm-hmm. Obviously, technology changes very quickly. We know we want to move with the public and how they want to do business. So if they can have an account and go online and take care of their transportation needs themselves, avoiding a trip in person to the office, then we want to be able to deliver on that. I think we've done a lot with the system that we have. But working with other states and seeing where the technology is going, I really do look forward to getting a new system in Wisconsin so that we can further those things.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Christina Boardman is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. She was appointed to the post by Governor Tony Evers and started the role 1 week ago.